Mishnah Yom is for Thursday, the 16th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Rishoin, Mishnah Vav. Matzah Starechayv. If a person finds a loan document, Reuven borrowed from Shimon, according to this document, a certain amount of money. Im yesh ben achrayis nechasim, if in that loan document, or in those loan documents, it says that the property is a collateral against the loan, so that if the borrower doesn't pay the debt, the creditor, the malva, can claim from the properties, even properties that are sold. Lo yachzir, do not give back the documents to the lender, even if the borrower agrees that he hasn't paid it, and therefore the loan document should stay with the lender. Still, don't give it back to them. Why? Shabased in Ifroin Mahan, because once the lender will have that loan document in his hand, Bastin can go and collect for that lender his debt from properties that the borrower has already sold after the date written in that shtar, written in that document. But what we are, that is, if the loiver doesn't have any freehold property, or if he doesn't have any cash. So then they're going to say, well, the properties are, your properties are mortgaged, collateral for the debt. Well, let's find out who you sold it to. And then they go and they'll take it. The worry that we have is that maybe the borrower did in fact pay the loan, and that the loan document actually fell out of his pocket. He wasn't careful with it, because he gets the loan document after he's paid it, obviously. And the only reason he's saying he hasn't paid it and that we should be returned to the lender is because they're working in collusion. They're making a conspiracy so that the lender will use that loan document to collect the land, the property, from the buyers, from the buyers who have bought that property, and then they're going to split the spoils. The lender and the borrower will split the property between them. So therefore the Tanakhama says, don't give it back to anybody. Don't give it back to the lender or the borrower. Ein behen achrayis nechasim. What happens if there is no mention of the properties being used as collateral, the yachzir, then you can give it back. Give it back to the lender if the loiver agrees that he hasn't paid it yet. Why? Because Beis Din will not use it to pay anything from the lekuchos, from the buyers of property. She'ein Beis Din ifron, and Beis Din cannot use this loan document to go and claim payment from properties that have been sold by the borrower, even when the borrower has nothing else to pay with. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, in his opinion, that if the shtar, if the loan document does not specify that the borrower's properties are guaranteeing the debt, they can't be used for payment. They can't be used for payment if they've been sold off to someone.
But the Chachamim say,
whether the document states that the property is a guarantee for the loan or not, whether there's a mortgage, in other words, over the properties or not, in all cases, lo yachzir, do not give back the loan documents to the lender. Why? Because the Chachamim hold, based in front man, based in will be able to use a loan document to claim the payment for the lender, even from properties that have been sold, and even when it does not state in the loan document expressly that the borrower's properties are guaranteeing the loan. Why is that? Because by default, any loan document that's written and signed and witnessed, whatever, any loan document, a shtar chayv, that is written, the document alone, is automatically deemed to have the properties guaranteeing the loan. And if it's not written inside, that's just a mistake. That's just achores tois sofero. It's a mistake. They didn't write it. But by default, as soon as it's a written document, that's it. There's achores tois. And therefore, if you return that loan document back to the lender, he's going to use it and get based in to collect from the properties. And maybe there's a scheme here between the borrower and the lender. Maybe the borrower has really paid it back and the lender's just now being able to take advantage of the loan document being handed to him by the finder
in order to be able to cheat the buyers and take the property from them. This is, of course, if it doesn't say anything to the contrary. Any loan document, which actually expressly states that the properties are not to be used, any property of the borrower are not going to be guaranteeing this loan, no problem. Then you can return the loan document to the lender if the borrower agrees he hasn't paid it, because it can't be used. Can't be used fraudulently to collect from any properties, because it says clearly you cannot use this loan to collect from the properties are not going to be guaranteeing the debt. Mishnah Zayin. Motzah Shtigitei Noshim. Person who finds a divorce document in which it says that this man divorced his wife. V'shichurei Avodim. Or it's a document, a shtar, in which it says that Reuven has freed his servant Muhammad, his Gosha servant, and you find that document now signed and diatiki, or if you find a diatiki, that's a will. It's actually a will, and we're talking here about a will of a shchivmer, a person who was deathly sick, in which he writes how to divide his properties. And it's very strict. The words of a shchivmer are considered as if it's signed and sealed, so we have to follow what it says. Or shomatana, or a general shtar matana, or a document that documents a gift that's been given by a healthy man, by an ordinary man. Veshivarim, or receipts. This is a receipt that the malva has written, the lender has written for the borrower as a proof that he's paid his debt, partially or all of it. In all of these documents, in all of the cases, Hare ze lo yachzir, don't return the documents back to the ones for whom it was written. Don't give the woman the get. Don't give the eved. Don't give Muhammad the shtar shichra that Reuven freed him. Do not give the mekabel yerusha. Do not give the one who's receiving the inheritance the shtar of the will, or the recipient of the gift, the beneficiary of that gift. Don't give him that shtar. Or the borrower, don't give him the receipt. Because maybe, Shani Omer, says the Mishnah, we can assume it's possible the ksuvim hoyu, that they were written, but not necessarily intended to give. But afterwards they change their mind. After they read, the one who wrote these stories changed their mind and did not give them to the intended party. And maybe it fell from the hand of the one who wrote the shtar, from the owner of the avid, from the owner of the husband who did not divorce his wife. So don't give it to the recipients, the people or the beneficiaries. And for sure, don't give it back to the people who wrote these things. Because maybe they actually did give it over, and maybe it fell out of the hands of the recipients. We just don't know. So we keep it until we find a proof, or we have some further evidence as to who it actually fell from, the giver or the taker. But in a situation where the people who wrote this shtar actually admit and say, look, we did write it and it, you know, we gave it to them, it fell out of their hands, they're agreeable to give it to the recipients for whom it was intended, then we can give it to them. In all these cases, except there's a little bit of a question about the get. With the get, we have to examine. Maybe there is a chashash to make sure that there's no other people in this city that have a man and his wife have the same name as these people. That's one thing to be considered. But otherwise, and apart from that, no harm when the person who wrote it agrees that it was given to them and it fell from their hands, the recipients.